Some fireworks at a Seattle City Council briefing yesterday. Washington state officials took offense that the city had gone public with its concerns about the Bertha Rescue Pit. State officials say Seattle needlessly alarmed people when it took an engineer's phrase out of context. That phrase was risk of catastrophic failure. KUOW's Joshua McNichols tells us what that means.
The pit to rescue Bertha is currently 98 feet deep. It's lined with steel pilings filled with concrete that go much deeper than that. Those pilings form a ring, and that ring is under enormous pressure. The soil pushes on the outside of that ring. But the walls of the pit are strong because they form an arch, and arches are really strong. Think Roman aqueducts. They're still standing. That's why Washington State Department of Transportation's Todd Trepaner can say,
there is nothing that is in danger. The Alaskan Way Viaduct and the access pit that is being built by Seattle Tunnel Partners to access Bertha to do the repairs is safe. It always has been safe. There has never been any risk of failure.
But arches, as strong as they are, have a weakness. Remove a segment and the whole thing collapses. That's what the engineer was warning about. The pit walls form an incomplete arch because there are gaps between the concrete pilings. As construction crews excavate the pit, they had been filling in those gaps with grout as they become exposed. That makes the compression ring strong again. But as the pit gets deeper, the soil pressure outside the compression ring gets so much greater, and those cracks in between the pilings become a place where soil can push through. The engineer said, okay, now that you've passed 90 feet deep, we want you to fill the gaps in between the pilings before you dig deeper. In fact, don't dig any deeper until you start doing this. If you do things the way you used to, you'd risk catastrophic failure. That phrase alarmed Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien.
You have a document from an engineer that calls out possibility of catastrophic failure, and you have not brought that to our attention. WSDOT needs to do a better job of communicating with SDOT, with council, and frankly with the public about what's going on down there.
O'Brien says he needs time to digest the engineer's memo, which he saw for the first time when it was practically pried out of Washington state officials' hands during the city council briefing. A more in-depth review by the state's independent expert review panel is due by the end of February. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.